Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight is Thursday, May 4th, 2017. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, where I am host and executive director, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan. Well, on Tuesday, I'm going to ask my listeners, we would please and paper out and ready, so when the man of God comes forth to burn the word, your paper is ready, so you can follow along with him as he brings forth the God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all listeners if you go with prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come once again to say thank you for just another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the great I am. You sit high and you look low. You have all power in your hands, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you can never lie, fail, or change. So we just thank you for who you are, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. I pray, Lord, and start with myself, that you will forgive me and my entire family, Minister Ramis and his family, so that our prayers and that your word will not be hindered on tonight as it goes forth. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up all those that may be listening on tonight who do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord, that something will be said on tonight through your word, that they will be convicted, that they will surrender on tonight. They would yield and open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name on tonight, that you would be glorified. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Heavenly Father, we come now. Listen up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And also, we also lift up all those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, you know who they are, and you know how to comfort and strengthen as only you can, Heavenly Father. So we just ask that you would comfort and strengthen all those all over the land that are bereaved on tonight, that you be glorified through it. Even through death and the loss of loved ones, you are still worthy to be praised. So we pray, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight, that you would be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, lift up, we pray and lift up all those that are listening and those that are tuned in faithfully, Lord, that something would be said or done, that their spirit would be lifted as they continue to tune in to this broadcast faithfully, that you would be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen. Well, we
amen.
Do have a tonight.
What did I do? I ain't knocking off, did I? He said we do have something and took off. I must have mashed something.
And tonight's spiritual proof of thought tells us if you're stressed, anxious, in fear or doubt, get in God's word and meditate on it. Again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought tells us if you are stressed, anxious, in fear or doubt, get in God's word and meditate on it. So that is the spiritual food for spiritual food for thought for tonight. I do have two announcements that I'd like to make. The first announcement is on behalf of Firehouse Sub Restaurants. These are firefighters who put their lives on the line every day to save lives through coming to put out fires and rescue people. So they have been blessed down through the years, and they're located in different areas of the United States. I, myself and my youngest sister and twin, about a couple of weeks ago, we had the chance to visit one of their restaurants for the very first time, and we were so impressed with the restaurant. And so I'm asking all listeners, if you would please patronize your local Firehouse Sub restaurant, because not only do they put out fires and save lives, but as you patronize them, all parts of your money that you patronize to that restaurant is put in a fund, and they give back to the community. They give to homeless shelters and battered women's shelters and those type of organizations, any type of organization that lends a helping hand to help people. They have a fund that they give back to the community through that fund. So I'm asking all listeners, please patronize your local Firehouse Sub restaurant. You will not be disappointed.
Firehouse Sub restaurant.
So happy and excited about what the Lord is doing through Blog Talk Radio and through this ministry, because that's what it is. It is a ministry. And so under my open the door on a new platform for me to have two other hosts, radio hosts that host their own radio shows up under my direction. And the first one is Vadera Hayward. Her radio show title is Releasing the Sounds. She comes on every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, Releasing the Sounds every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And then my next new host, he just started his show for the first time on. So the title is Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. He comes on every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. He is the host of that internet radio show. So I thank God for these two new hosts that have their own shows up under my direction. So I thank God for what he's doing. And I know that there's nobody but God who's doing it. So I am grateful. And I ask that you will all please take these notes down. And when you have time, you can tune in and listen to other radio shows.
I know the Lord has something for him. Please put the time
well. Please, fourth, at the end of the hour, who's going to bring the word of God tonight in the person of the minister, Sharon.
Introducing him now.
If you do a test, I'm going to do a music break, and following the music break, I'm going to give the mic to you so that you can deliver God's word. But for the listeners, for those of you that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Rambis after he concludes his message on tonight, you can dial area code 657-383-1364. Once again, for the listeners, if you would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Rambis after he concludes his message for tonight, you can dial area code 657-383-1364. Back on the list, if you'll please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown 1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So right now, we're going to go into this music break. And after this music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give a mic to Minister Rembers. Again, he is a member of our bishop and pastor is Bishop James Jennings. So right after this music break, we're going to come back and yield the mic to Minister Rambis.
Yes, thank you, sir. I'm sorry you're playing the music break. So I'm just putting my stop.
Cover me, Lord.
Okay.
With eyes
okay.
Oh, cover me, Lord.
Thank you.
With eyes cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, yes, we need to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank you, Jesus, that we are covered by your blood, and the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. So on tonight, I'm so excited to bring forth Minister Rambis, who is going to bring forth the word on tonight again. And I want to give a shout-out to our bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, one of the greatest pastors on earth, Bishop Jennings, pastor and bishop of Shield of Faith Church. And also I'd like to give a great on tonight. Now we are getting ready for the word that's coming forth through Minister Rambis on tonight. Minister Rambis, I am yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word on tonight.
Thank you, Brother James. I'd like to thank God for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing him to use you to bless his people. Can we have a word of prayer? Because today is the National Day of Prayer. And I just want the listeners to know that prayer still works. Prayer changes things and it will change people. So we as the people of God, let's not forget to pray. Because I know it was somebody that prayed for me, the reason why I'm still around. The reason why I still got a right mind to serve a true and living God. So I'm a witness that prayer works. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for just being so good, Lord. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for bringing us to this present hour. Lord, we don't deserve your grace and mercy, but we thank you anyway that you look beyond our faults and you see our need. Now, Lord, someone here might be suffering, Lord, and with whatever the situation is, Lord, we just come as a witness to say that you can handle it.
Yes,
and that the battle
can,
is the Lord. Turn it over to Jesus.
Yes,
and he'll work it out. Now, Lord, right now it's preaching time, Lord, and we know that no preaching would take place unless you do it. So now, Lord, I would, as I decrease, I'll ask that you will increase. Lord, I ask that you will use me for a vessel to bless your people, to encourage your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, our text will come from John, the fifth chapter.
John, the fifth chapter.
Verses 1 through 9. John, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 9. And while I give you time to find, I just want to thank God for blessing me and being good to me and my family. Thank God for blessing the Shield of Faith Church and my bishop, James A. Jennings. Thank God for his covering. Amen.
Amen.
And so now we read John 5, 1 through 9. And it reads, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda,
mm-hmm.
having five
okay.
porches.
Mm-hmm.
And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Mm-hmm.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool
mm-hmm.
and troubled
Trouble
the water.
Water. Yes, Lord.
Whosoever mm-hmm. then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity
mm-hmm.
38 years.
38 years.
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case, he said mm-hmm. unto him, Wilt thou be made whole?
Okay.
The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up the bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and
mm-hmm.
took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of God for the people of God is blessed.
Amen.
Growing up, the front porch was a special place. In our house.
Which was a
it was a place where many afternoons and evenings I spent time there. It was a time and a place where I would sit with my grandfather for hours and hours. And he would share stories about growing up in Mississippi. He shared how he didn't even make it to high school, but rather he had to work to help out the family. And so sometimes while sitting on the porch, we'll have people walking by. Some would just wave, and some would even come up to the steps and chat a while.
Put it on the table and I could hear
He shared how Detroit was the place to be. He shared how people from the South was migrating to the North for the opportunity. Then the porch was also a place of instruction. Being from the South, my grandfather was a farmer. He had lots that he would plant crops in all along the east side of Detroit. People's backyards and any vacant lot he can find, he planted a crop. So I was exposed to urban farming at an early age. He showed me how to shuck corn and to shell peas. This was after spending all day in a garden picking them. He shared how God has been good to him down through the years. He shared how God has blessed him to take care of all of his children. So for my grandfather, the porch was a place of relaxation and a place of reflecting. I would like to pose a question. What about your porch? While sitting on the porch of your life, what are some of the things that you encountered? Who are some of the people that stopped by while you were sitting on the porch of your life? So today in our text, we hear about a place that have five porches.
Okay.
It's a place called Bethesda. According to the Bible, at a certain time or season, an angel descended into the pool of Bethesda and stirred up or troubled the waters.
Amen.
When this would happen, whoever was the first in the water would be made whole for whatever disease they had. And it was cool. That was cool for the first person that was able to get into the water. But what about everybody else? What about the second or the third, fourth person there? I can hear somebody saying, what about me? What am I supposed to do now? Do I continue to wait? Do I just give up? What do I do? I would like to submit to you today, if you find yourself waiting on the waters in your life to be moved, to be troubled by an angel, or to bring some healing to your situation, I come to encourage you just to hold on a little while longer. I want you to find a nice seat on that porch of life. Find a place called Bethesda and hold on. You might say, preacher, why you say Bethesda? Because Bethesda means the house of mercy and the place of God. It is also known as a place of grace. It is because of God's grace and mercy that some of you listening to my voice made it this far.
Yes.
It is because of God's grace and mercy that you are here today. It is because God's grace and mercy that you haven't been consumed. I know.
Amen.
I got some witness here that say it's only because of God's grace and mercy that I'm in my right mind. So I will come to encourage you, if you find yourself in that place of waiting, to hold on. Hold on a little while longer. So as we look at our man in this text, let's see what he encounters while waiting on a porch of life. While he was waiting in his place of grace, his Bethesda. So as we look at this man on his porch, we see that he encountered revelation. That's the first point, is revelation. Verse 3 says that there was a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame. So this lets me know that we all will suffer from sickness in one way or another. But some people put up a good front.
Mm-hmm.
But we all will be affected by sickness. We can suffer from sickness through a health battle that a loved one is facing. Some might be suffering in your very own body. Some disease may have attacked you. Or maybe it's just in your mind. Your mind is just at a dis-ease. And so, Shield of Faith, we know that Bishop Jennings has taught us that a disease is just that, a dis-ease. That feeling where you're just not feeling easy no more. That uncomfortable feeling. And so, sometimes you have those thoughts that just run through your mind that keep you focused on your problem rather than your solution.
As in the text, some people are blind to the Savior and blind to the Word of God. There are some that are lame. They are going through life with a limp. And I'm not talking about a physical limp, but I'm talking about a spiritual limp. Because some of the battles we fight are spiritual. Ephesians 6 and 12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the people were at the pool shows that there was a revelation for a need to be healed. Bishop T.D. Jakes taught us that you can't heal what you don't reveal. So the people at the pool of Bethesda, they had come to a revelation, like most of you listening to my voice right now, that it is me in need of a healing. We must realize that we are sick and in need of a great physician who can heal our sin-sick soul.
Jesus.
You must not be ashamed to proclaim and say, Lord, it is me that is in need of prayer. Lord, it is me that is in need of some peace. Lord, it is me that is in need of a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I know I got a witness out there that is, takes a revelation.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to call on the Lord. Don't be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come to the point where you have to realize it, that you can't make it by yourself. You can't make it alone, that you need a Savior. You need a Savior to help you. You need a Savior to heal you.
Yeah.
So tonight, come to the revelation that you need Jesus. He's a mighty good Savior. Amen.
Yeah.
Also, on the porch of life, you encounter some restrictions. In verse 5, we find the man is restricted by his condition. He was not suffering from the restrictions that our parents gave us. I'm still talking about the porch that our parents gave us, that when those street lights came on, we better be on the porch. Y'all remember that. But he had been suffering for 38 years. Imagine 38 years of being restricted by waiting on somebody else to carry you where you need to go. 38 years of waiting on somebody to fix your food. 38 years of being restricted by people judging you because of your condition. 38 years of waiting for your healing. So you too have faced some restrictions in your life. You've been restricted by the words of others. There seem to be somebody always telling you what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Somebody always got an answer to your situation. Somebody's always in your Kool-Aid and don't even know the flavor. But you've been restricted by circumstances beyond your control. You've been restricted by your own thoughts, your own emotions. You stuck it all up in your feelings. You're feeling some type of way. Restricted. There always seem to be a lot of month at the end of your money. But I come to encourage you and tell you that help is on the way. I know that you've been dealing with your situation for a long time. I know you've been sitting on the porch of life waiting for your healing to come and for your waters to move. I know you've been waiting in your place of grace, in your Bethesda. I know you've been encouraging yourself. I know you've been singing that old Sam Cooke song, A Change Is Gonna Come. You know it. I know it's been a long time coming. But I come to encourage you that your change will truly come.
Yeah.
Because sitting on your porch of life, you will go from a place of restriction to a place of rescue.
Right.
Now, verse 6 brings us the turnaround we've been waiting for. It says that Jesus saw him lying there, and he knew that he had already been in that condition for a long time. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news for you, because Jesus has his eye on you. Jesus sees exactly what you're going through. Out of all the people dealing with conditions, dealing with haters, dealing with backstabbers, Jesus saw you just like he saw this man in the text. Not only is that good news that Jesus sees the condition that you're dealing with, he knows how long you've been dealing with it. I know there's somebody out there that can attest that he will never give you more than you can bear. Jesus knows and Jesus cares. So I'd like to ask you, what did Jesus see when he stopped by your porch of life? Well, I tell you what he saw when he stopped by my porch. He saw that I was feeble and broken down in my spirit. He saw that I had been dealing with some conditions for a long time. He saw that I was in a bad shape. He saw that I needed a savior. He saw that my heart was broken into pieces. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus stopped by my porch. Not only did Jesus stop by my porch, but he stopped and talked for a while. He spoke a word. How many know a word can change your situation? I know I got somebody that can testify that just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Jesus asked the man in our text, "Will thou be made whole?" Some might think that the question was a little crazy, but Jesus wanted to know, did he really want to be made whole? And as I thought and meditated about, why would Jesus ask a man in this condition this question? And the revelation that I received was that Jesus was speaking to the heart of the man. See, Jesus listens to the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but Jesus was looking and listening for the words that was coming out of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was doing a heart check to see if he can find if the man had given up hope. I come to encourage you tonight, never give up hope. Jesus was checking to see if this man had accepted his condition as a way of life. That could be the case easily. Just think how long, 38 years, dealing with anything, how you can lose hope. That is why when the man in our text start giving every reason why he wasn't healed, or Jesus didn't even ask him, is anybody coming to move you? Jesus just asked him, will thou be made whole? And so it's good that Jesus don't get sidetracked by our own reasoning, our own trying to figure out why things don't happen. Jesus didn't allow the man to talk himself out of being blessed. Jesus recognized that deep down inside, in his heart, that he wanted to be healed. Jesus spoke to his heart. And the evidence that Jesus spoke to his heart was the way that Jesus responded. Jesus just responded with a call of action, with a call of relief. He didn't entertain the answer that the man gave. Jesus just said, rise. Rise, get up from where you are. Rise, for your change has come. Rise, get up from that place that had you bound. Rise and take up thy bed and walk. The thing that has been carrying you, rise. And now God's going to put you in a position so now you can carry it. Carry it as a testimony of where you used to be before you encountered Jesus. Carry it as a testimony of how you used to talk before you encountered Jesus. Carry it as a testimony as a place where you used to go before you encountered a man named Jesus. Now tell me what happened. Once again, when Jesus stopped by your porch, did he make you whole? Did he give you hope? Did he give you peace that surpasses all understanding? Did he change your life? I'm talking about what happened when Jesus passed your porch. Did he make a way out of no way? Has Jesus allowed you to carry that thing that had you bound? And so now you're walking. You're walking out. You're walking out of that bondage. You're walking out of that depression. You're walking out of that lack. You're walking out of that divorce. You're walking out of that confused mind. Pick up that thing that has you bound and walk it out. Walk right into your healing. Don't be like the man in our text. He almost missed it. He almost missed Jesus standing right in front of him. He was too busy looking at the water and almost missed Jesus. He was looking at his situation and almost missed Jesus. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Don't focus on your problem. Shift your focus to the problem solver. Don't miss Jesus, because he's right there. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Don't miss Jesus, because he got his healing hand stretched out. And so I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I met a man named Jesus. I'm glad one day I chose him as my Savior. I'm glad that one day he gave his life on an old rugged cross. I'm glad that a man named Jesus loved me when I didn't love myself. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, a resurrected Savior. Jesus that would stick closer than a brother. I'm talking about Jesus. And that same Jesus I offer to you. I'm so glad that Jesus are not, he's not out the blessing business. Jesus is not out the healing business. Jesus is still available to you today. So if anyone listening that haven't chose Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I would like to submit that he's still saving souls. He's still mending broken hearts. So tonight I would like to offer Jesus to you. He's a mighty good friend. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for visiting with us tonight. We thank you for your word is quick and is life. Lord, we ask that you would allow your word to strengthen and take good root. Lord, continue to stop by people's porches as life and let them know that you're with them. Now, Lord, we ask that you would bless every church ministry, bless every personal ministry. Bless your people, Lord. We know that these are troubling times. And, Lord, and we know that if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, we would have been consumed. So right now, Lord, we thank you and you praise you. Give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen again. What a mighty word again on tonight. I'm glad Jesus stopped by my porch, and I too can testify that I am so glad that Jesus stopped by my porch one day at a young age, and I thank God that he touched my mother, the virtuous woman of God, that he touched her, that she raised us in the fear of God as young children. So I can relate to what you're saying and your message regarding remembering the days when they said you better be on that porch when the streetlights come on. Don't let the lights come on, be found on the porch, or you're going to be finding yourself in some trouble. And so I thank God for this word on tonight. I know that it was a blessed word on tonight because it has blessed and strengthened me, and I know that it has been a blessing to the listeners. So my prayer again on tonight is that someone who was spiritually blind before hearing this word on tonight, that you can now open your own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and be saved in his name, because he do want you to be saved. It is not God's desire that any souls be lost. So that is my prayer on tonight. And I know that's Minister Rambis' prayer on tonight. And those that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, who are truly being doers of God's word and assets to the kingdom of God, it is our desire that no souls be lost also. So we thank you, Minister Rambis, for that powerful, anointed word. I just thank God for you. And I know and I can see the mighty hand of God working on you, on your life. I see the changes in you. And just getting better and better. As my mother used to say, and as the, I guess some of the older folks in there from the South used to say, you're getting gooder and gooder. And thank God for you. So you just continue to be the vessel, the ambassador that God has called and anointed and appointed you to be for such a time as this, for this powerful message. I am glad Jesus stopped by my porch. What about you today, listener? Are you glad that Jesus stopped by your porch? That's a good question to ask yourself on tonight. Well, I'm at the point where I am going to open up the phone lines. I see I have a lot of callers that are listening in by way of phone. This is a great opportunity for the listeners that have dialed in. If you would like to have comments or feedback to my guest on tonight, Minister Rambis, who brought this mighty powerful word on tonight, this is your opportunity to share a word of comments or feedback to him regarding tonight's message, or to give him words of encouragement. The lines are now open. You're free to speak at this time. If you would like to speak at this time, the lines are now open. Praise the Lord. Anyone? I know I was not the only person that was blessed by this word on tonight. So I'd like to give Minister Remnants the words of encouragement to continue to stand on the wall, continue to be the vessel that God has called you to be, and continue to preach the unadulterated word of God. Yes, praise the Lord on tonight.
Praise the Lord, it's Minister King. How you doing tonight?
Praise the Lord, Minister King. We're blessed on tonight. Blessed to have you on as a listener on tonight.
I was called for the Lord, a powerful word that came through tonight. Bless me. Bless my heart tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Me too. I'm so glad that you was able to tune in. Please pass the word on to your co-workers and members of your family and neighbors about this program that Minister Rambis is on every first Thursday at the same time at 8 p.m. Minister Rambis come forth with the mighty word. And so I thank God for Minister Rambis, and I thank God for Bishop Jennings allowing him to come forth over this worldwide platform to share the word. And that's what we are to be as doers of God's word. We are to go out into the hedges and highways and stand on God's word, preaching the word, teaching the word. Men, women, boys, and girls who are still spiritually blind, they will open their spiritual eyes after hearing the word of God, as the Lord used you to bring the word that somebody can be saved in Jesus' name. So I thank God for this platform. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said to his disciples, greater works that we will do. See, Jesus knew everything and he knows everything, even though we as humans had never heard of the internet or the world wide web. We had never heard of this thing, but Jesus already knew. He said he was talking about being doers of his word and all doing attention now and faster than ever. Because he's being one time. But now we have the internet. We can share the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide. And so that's what I'm grateful for. And that we have certain men and women that come forth to minister renders on tonight, share the words of them tonight. So that's what this ministry is all about. Again, it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ using us as vessels that we can spread the word that Jesus Christ will be glorified. And we know that after tonight's word on tonight, we know that God was glorified. And guess what? Satan is even more horrified. So we thank you, Mr. Ramirez, for that powerful word on tonight. I'm going to ask any listener if you would still have a chance to give feedback and comments to Minister Ramirez if you would like. The lines are still open for anyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Tonight.
My name is Brenda. My name is Brenda Hurt, and I just want to call in and say that that was an awesome word, Minister Ramirez. It was a needed word. I thank God for that word, and I can truly say that I'm a co-worker of Minister Rambis, and he don't just talk it, but he walks it. And I just want to say God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am so sure that he's encouraged by those words from my sister, our sister in Christ. So you continue to be an encourager, because he is most definitely, he is an encourager on the job. Have integrity at the church, for he's also so faithful. And so I thank God for Minister Ramirez on tonight. Is there anyone else that's on the line that would like to have Minister Ramirez at this time? You are more than free to do so. While we have a little time, praise the Lord. The lines are still open. Well, on tonight, I just wanted to give a chance for the listeners to call in and to share a word with Minister Ramirez and let him know how much you appreciate it and enjoy the word on this. Paul King is also sharing comments and feedback on tonight to Minister Ramirez. Well, we are going to close out our show on tonight with the word. And let you all know again what the word says for our spiritual thought. You are stressed. If you're anxious, in fear, or in doubt, get in God's word. And guess what you need to do? When you get in God's word, you need to meditate. You get in God's word and start meditating on it, some things are going to change. Let the Lord work through your mind. Let your mind be transformed by the renewing of your mind when you get in the word and meditate on it, and then to you through his word and also through his Holy Spirit. The message that was shared to us by I'm sure the faith church world, our shepherd. Well, we're going to close out our show on tonight. We're going to close out again with prayer. Again, we know that coming King, I thank God again, as I said earlier, that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. I get so excited every time the choir sings that song at Shield of Faith. The blood still works, and I'm a witness that it does, because I'm still, the blood of Jesus still works, and you are still here because of God's grace and mercy in the blood of Jesus Christ. So as we're ready to close out tonight's program, I'm asking all listeners, please share the good news that we now have new radio hosts up under my direction on every fourth Saturday at 3 of the Dear Program titled 6:30, 7 p.m. And for Jose Dorsey, his very first show was tonight at 6:30. His show title is Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey, who will be coming forth every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So pass the word on. And also, if you have time or are available, you can tune in and listen to those new radio hosts that are under my direction. Thank God for opening those doors and more opening, and God, everything that he's doing. I miss Elijah. And all this, please go. And /servants and ambassadors vessels, and they click follow. I welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. Email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, as we get ready to close out tonight's program and tonight's worldwide show on tonight, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. We want listeners to know that, again, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy says, no matter what you hear on the news or read in the paper, know that God is still in control. Know that God is our Heavenly Father, our Creator. He cannot lie. He cannot and he cannot fail. When he said that he's going to do a thing, what? God work. He's going to watch over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints. As long as we are being doers of his word without his, he's not like man. God searches the heart. Man looks at the outer appearance, but God is searching the heart. So he knows if you are truly serving him for the right reason, and that is to save souls and to draw souls to Jesus Christ and to be an encourager of those that are in the body of Jesus Christ who need encouragement. And so, yes, there are times when we all need encouragement, even our bishops and pastors. That's why it's so important that we pray for our bishops and our pastors and our leaders of the church, that we will constantly keep them lifted up in prayer, because they need our prayers as well as we need theirs. So we continue to lift up our pastors and shepherds on tonight. But as we close out, we're going to close out in prayer. Once again, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that you watch over your word still to perform it in the lives of your people that will be glorified. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Minister Rappers on tonight. Continue to bless him. Continue to bless the works of his hands. Continue to strengthen him and anoint him and bless his family. Continue to strengthen him and use him as you see fit, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just love him, and we thank you for sending him our way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he has a great access to the kingdom of God, and he is not a liability. We just thank you for him. We thank you for his family, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have chosen such a vessel for such a time as this. He stands on your word, Heavenly Father, and he delivers your word with Holy Ghost power. So we just thank you for him. Continue to bless him. Bless him. Bless his going out and his coming in. Continue to have your way in his life that you will be glorified. And not only him, but all those all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are truly being doers of your word, continue to bless us. Continue to strengthen us in the works of our hands, that we would not be weary in well-doing, because we know that we shall reap if we faint not. We're standing on your word, and your word declares to us that we shall reap if we faint not. So we thank you, Jesus, that you stopped by our porch. And, oh God, you not only stopped by our porch once, you still stopped by our porch. And I love the song that Minister Rambis mentioned during his message. Just a little talk with Jesus, and that's all it takes. We don't have to pray a long time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you listen to our prayers and you search our hearts. So we can just come to you and just say, Lord, have mercy. You know all about it. So you search our heart. So we just thank you for who you are. We give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, because you're truly worthy to be praised. And all of the people of God, we pray in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So we're going to close out tonight playing again, Worth Living. Aren't you glad that Jesus thought enough about you and your life and your eternal soul that he gave his own life for you and for me? So we thank God for Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross. And then not only did he die on the cross, but he rose from the dead. And he rose with the victory over death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And he's still sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. So as we close out, we want to close out Worth Living. Until the next time, good night, and continue to be blessed of the Lord.
You thought I was worth saving.